Most people are not lazy or broken. They're overwhelmed and avoiding starting. I built the Everyday Calm app to make starting feel possible. Short lessons, simple practices, real relief. No big commitment, just tiny actions that actually move the needle. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca.
In this episode, you'll discover a grounding reflection exercise for the new year that will help you go in steady instead of completely overwhelmed. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short and powerful mindset shifts. Most Mondays, I share one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Let's get into it. I'm really glad you showed up for today's short session because today I'm going to walk you through a gentle reflection exercise just in time for the new year. And I want you to understand why you don't need resolutions in order to create change in your life, but merely one question that brings clarity and calm. You know, every year I think about how can I help people this year. People tend to come into the holidays pretty much on fire and then just burn out somewhere along the way. And I want you, my friend, not to skid into January exhausted. You probably need a little help getting grounded, not more pressure to do more. And so today, I want to teach you a little reflection exercise that might really help you get straight on what you're looking for this year. And it's so, so simple because this question gets at the root of everything. And the question is, what do I want this year to feel like? This isn't about you making goals. It's not focused on any outcomes that you might produce this year. There's not an improvement project at the end of this question. This is just about you and feeling and direction. This is just about you and how you're feeling in your life and how you want to feel in terms of the direction you're moving. Asking questions like this is obviously part of my job. I mean, being a therapist, I'm a professional question asker, right? But it also works to do inquiry like this on your own because it helps your nervous system to understand that you're working together, not against each other, right? It helps your nervous system choose a tone instead of feeling like the pressure is just continuous and never ending. By doing this exercise, you're actually helping your body and your mind understand and create clarity. You're reducing the pressure that's currently building. My clients do this exercise at the beginning of the year. We talk it through in a session, and it really, really helps people make calmer, more grounded choices in the weeks ahead. So what I suggest is that you write it down, or actually that you say it out loud, and not just one time, but like maybe for a few weeks. What do I want this year to feel like? It's simple, but it's a thinker, isn't it? And I guarantee you, if you do this exercise more than one time, which is what we do in my office sometimes, you're gonna come up with a different answer because you have more than one answer to this question. And that, my friend, is what doing personal growth work is all about. All you're doing is leading you back to yourself. And if you're not sure at all what you want next year to look like, this is something I can help you with. Come chat with me, have a session for 75 minutes, and I guarantee you, you will know what direction you're headed this year, my friend, and it will be productive, constructive, and focused entirely on what you want to feel this year. Most importantly, I just want you to understand that you don't need to make a bunch of New Year's resolutions to grow yourself. Just doing a little bit of reflection can create so much clarity for you. So use this little therapy tip and start your year grounded instead of just continuing on with the overwhelm that you've found yourself in for probably way too long. I hope this episode was helpful. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here, showing up, and doing your work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources and find out how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself.
If you're waiting to feel motivated before you take care of your mental health, you're going to be waiting a long time. Feeling better comes from action, not vibes. The Everyday Calm app gives you short, doable tools that actually calm your nervous system. No journaling marathons, no toxic positivity, just real support, one small step at a time. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca.